let's go out and feel everything. If you hold me, I will let you into my dreams. For time is a river rolling into nowhere. We must live while we can, and we drink our cup of laughter. The finer things keep shining through, the way my soul gets lost in you. The finer things I'm feeling.
Welcome everyone to another edition of Community in Depth. I'm so happy. Guess who's here? It's Matt Wolf. He is the relatively new Prescott City Administrator, and we are going to get all caught up with him. I'm really happy to finally meet you. How have you been?
I've been good. Thank you for having me. It's a wonderful opportunity to get to know the community and introduce myself, so I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. And, you know, we look at Prescott as our sister city. So, you know, there's the Twin Cities that you know of, Minneapolis-St. Yep. Paul. We're kind of Twin Cities, too. Do you know that?
It sounds like we need to get on a branding effort. We got to be known as the sister cities so people can start calling us that.
I think Christy Barse and Casey Johnson are working on that
okay,
as well.
So nice.
I think that's good. But before we go any further, why don't you tell us your name, and I want people to listen to your vocal quality.
My vocal quality? My name is Matt Wolf.
Wow. So. Sounds like you were in radio at one point, Matt.
In another life, yes. I almost actually did go into radio. I spent a year and a half going to Brown College, so that's part of kind of what I was thinking at one point in my life I would do, and then I met my wife and took a different direction. So,
well, that kind of happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Love points us in different directions every once in a while. It is what it is. Well, you have a wonderful voice for radio, so I hope this is just the start of something big where you can be heard on KDWA. So you are the Prescott City Administrator as of how long ago?
9 weeks ago, I started.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it's 9 weeks. I started the first week in August. So.
And before that, tell us a little bit about your background, please.
Yeah, so back in 2010, I got married in 2008 and kind of was doing odd jobs here and there, and I ended up trying to figure out what I wanted to do, and my wife and I made a decision that we wanted to move out of Minnesota. I'm originally from New Prague, Minnesota. My wife's originally from Champlin, Minnesota. So trying to figure out what we wanted to do, she wanted to move somewhere else in the country, and I kind of took it a next step further and said, well, if we're going to move, why don't we go see someplace else in the world? So we both decided to apply to the Peace Corps, and we spent 2 years in the country of Fiji helping with, I was an environmental resource manager, my wife was a health resource manager, and really more so those were our titles, but we really just did a whole lot of community and economic development work. We worked with our local school, we worked with our local villagers on setting up business plans, worked on kind of all sorts of different ideas for how we could improve the community, whether it be building computer labs or a computer lab up at the school that was next to our village, or building a bus stop. So that's where I kind of got my interest in community and economic development. And so then when we got done with our service there, I ended up going to Western Illinois University to get my master's degree in public administration and policy. Spent 2 years there in Macomb, Illinois, working as a planner. And then I worked and moved up to Durand, Illinois, where I worked with as a community organizer, set up a 501c3 and kind of helped with economic development and community development projects. And then in 2016, I ended up getting a job in Cottage Grove, Minnesota as their economic development. At the time, it was assistant, and then I became economic development specialist and then economic development coordinator. And then my last year there, I was assistant to the city administrator in Cottage Grove, Minnesota, before taking this job in Prescott.
So when you first took your job in Fiji, or you had your opportunity in Fiji, did you even know that what you were doing was economic development?
No, you know, really when I started.
You were just helping people, really.
Yeah, I mean.
And that really is what an economic developer does also.
Yeah, people, I think overall economic development and community development are just the idea of trying to improve the community, whether it be in the workforce, whether it be trying to create new businesses that bring additional tax base to help offset some of the residential tax impact that people see, or just improve it through parks or other amenities that, you know, citizens really enjoy and want like to see in the community.
So you have been our neighbor to the north in Cottage Grove for quite a while. Again, another city that we share a lot of similarities, and, you know, I know we have a lot of listeners in the Cottage Grove area as well. tell us about Cottage Grove and what some of the things we maybe don't know about Cottage Grove, and then also what you're most proud of your time in Cottage Grove.
So there's
a lot of questions.
A lot to unpack there. Well, I was their economic development coordinator for a long time.
So what are some of the things that, like, can I tell you one of the best things is Home Goods? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, one of the things people may not know is just how large their business park is and how many employees they have. You know, I know people know of the 3M facility and of Renewal by Anderson, but there's a lot of other businesses in the business park there that
Where is the business park of Cottage Grove?
So if you drive northbound on Highway 10 here, getting off on your second exit on Jamaica Avenue exit there, and you take a left and it goes there. So, and you go towards Renewal. So that's kind of all the business park back there. So they have quite a bit of businesses back there. So that is obviously one thing they're known for. And of course, they have a really excellent park and recreation system there as well. So that's another thing they're known for as well.
So when you first started working there, how had the city changed since you started versus when you left?
You know, I think Cottage Grove is just seeing so much growth. You know, Prescott is seeing its own growth. I think we're on pace to probably do about 40 new homes in Prescott, which is a lot just for Prescott. But Cottage Grove is kind of on a different level in their proximity to the Minneapolis and St. Paul market. They're almost seeing, I don't know what they're on pace for now, but 2 months ago when I left, it was something crazy, like 800 new homes for the year. So
it's almost like on Highway 19, it's almost as if Woodbury and Cottage Grove are now morphed together.
Yeah, I think that's what you really see is Woodbury's growing south and Cottage Grove is growing north. And at this point, they've kind of hit their borders in terms of their growth. And I think, you know, probably within the next who knows how many years, they'll start to see that kind of all fill up and be that growth there, and then they'll have to start, if they're going to keep growing, probably grow east. So,
do you think that Cottage Grove is a inner ring suburb? Is it a suburb, or is it still a standalone community? What do you think?
I think Cottage Grove is definitely a suburb of the Minneapolis-St. Paul market. I don't know in terms of what ring.
Do you think it was back in the day?
That's a good question. I think it's gone through such a rapid change that it probably always was a suburb. Maybe initially when it was first being formed it wasn't, but I think for a long time now, probably since the 80s and or 70s or 80s, it's been a suburb. So
how did the new position as of city administrator in Prescott pop up? How did you say, gosh, I think I do want to get involved in that?
So my last year at Cottage Grove, I transitioned more to the administration role, assistant to the city administrator. And I always knew when I got done the Peace Corps, I went to get my degree in public administration and policy, is I wanted to either become a department director kind of in a larger city or a city administrator as well. So I knew that was always on my radar for my career, and it was one of the things I wanted to do, because I think, you know, one of the things I've always enjoyed about this career has been the opportunity to work with community members in whatever community I'm in and kind of help them realize their goals and shape the future of whatever community I'm working with. When I heard about the position of Prescott, actually through a fellow coworker of mine, it first popped up. I thought, you know, this is a great opportunity for me to take what I've learned throughout my career and apply it towards working with Prescott and trying to, you know, help that community. And Prescott is just such a great community in terms of, you know, they have their own business park. You know, recently we just actually purchased an additional 150 acres so we can expand our business park and hopefully bring some great high-quality paying jobs and additional tax base to our business park. And also, I think we were talking before, just the homes and the community itself. You know, we have the riverfront, which is a huge amenity. One of the things I think Cottage Grove does not have, and I always heard about there, is we want more restaurants. Well, it's kind of funny. I'm coming from a community of 38,000 that I'm sure Cottage Grove doesn't like to hear, but, you know, has a number of restaurants that you can count on, kind of sit-down restaurants you can count on one hand. And then you go to some place like Prescott that has, you know, double that amount just because of the riverfront and the amenities that it brings there. So it's always interesting how communities grow and the different shapes they take, how that all works out. But, yeah, so that's kind of how I ended up in Prescott.
What did you know about Prescott before you took the job?
Well, I think everybody knows about the riverfront. I also knew about their business park. I think it's somewhat still growing. It's not nearly as large as Cottage Grove's, but it is growing very quickly. So that was one of the things I knew about the city in terms of, you know, the great pride Prescott citizens have also in their school district. I knew it was a big thing for them as well. So
your position came about because the former city administrator took a different position internally. Is that correct?
Yeah. So one of the great strengths, actually, in me that I knew about coming into this job is city administrator Jane Brand, who's been there, I think, since 1998. She's been with the city, and I can't remember what year she's been in the capacity of city administrator, but she decided that she was getting close to retirement and kind of wanted to take a step back from the role of city administrator. So she's actually stepped into the city clerk role and is still there for the time being. And that's how the city administrator position opened up.
And that's actually nice for you, I would say, because you have somebody that has a lot of strength that you can certainly bounce ideas off of. What are the different positions' duties? So as a city clerk, what are the duties? As a city administrator, what are your duties in Prescott?
So the city clerk generally keeps track of the ordinance book in terms of what kind of rules and regulations, keeps track of and organizing the city council meeting in terms of meeting minutes, the agenda, putting the packet that goes out to city council. They're in charge of all licenses that are submitted to the city and making sure that they're properly applied for and registered with the city. Whereas the city administrator, kind of in a smaller city, has a very wide range of roles, running IT and making sure all the information technology in terms of our workers have what they need to do their job. Human resources takes care of all contract negotiations, pay and things like that. Additionally, in a city like the size of Prescott, runs the zoning administration, the planning, economic development, works with the finance director or the city treasurer to do the budget, things like that. So it kind of runs the gamut. Anything that's not caught in one of the different positions that's in the city kind of is the city administrator's role in making sure that they get accomplished.
So you were working in Minnesota, now you work in Wisconsin. Do they have differences in the way that they govern the cities, or is it basically the same?
I think a lot of things are the same. There's definitely some things that I had to learn pretty quickly coming on. You know, libraries are a big thing in Wisconsin in terms of they have their own municipal library system, whereas in Minnesota it's all run by the county. Additionally, municipal courts are another thing. Again, Minnesota court systems, all the tickets generally issued are run by the county court system here in Minnesota, whereas in Wisconsin there's municipal courts, so you're going directly to the municipality. I mean, it differs from city to city in Wisconsin, but generally speaking, there is no municipal courts in Minnesota that I'm aware of. So those are two things I kind of had to get used to and are different. And of course, there are a number of different laws that, you know, are different between the two states.
So moving forward, looking at Prescott, I know that there's always focus on the downtown area and there's some potential riverfront development. Do you want to tell our listeners about that, please?
So one of the things that was started before I arrived but is currently still something we're working on is a potential kind of updating of our riverfront or riverwalk area that are behind the businesses. So as you cross the bridge coming from Minnesota into Wisconsin, into Prescott from Minnesota, and you look to your right, there's some sidewalk and where our courtesy dock is. Working on applying for a grant that we're applying through the state of Wisconsin to get some funding for updating that area. So we have a concept plan that's out right now. We're actually holding a meeting with our business owners. So just kind of talking about the concept plan, getting their info for what they'd like to see. So we're hoping that we get that grant because it is quite a large project. So if we don't get the grant, we'll kind of have to regroup and see what we want to do. But that would refurbish kind of that riverwalk area in terms of adding new lighting, a new kind of grassy picnic area, adding some trash receptacles, and overall just sprucing up the area with new streets and sidewalks and things like that.
And how far would it go down to the condos?
It'd end right before the condos.
Okay. So basically from the train bridge almost, or the bridge all the way down?
So right as you look to the right of your bridge, the bridge, it'd start right there, kind of go past that Orange Street intersection, and then go right to that, right before kind of the condos and where you turn into that area is where it would stop. And there is different phases. This would be phase one, and we'd look to go kind of into phase two and updating some of that other area further down at a later date once we get this first phase completed.
So the river draw, I would assume, is a big piece of Prescott.
I think what Prescott is known for, just as somebody coming from who originally worked for Cottage Grove for 5 years, it's one of the things that downtown kind of area is what I think residents outside of Prescott or people outside of Prescott really are what it's known for. The great restaurants, the great downtown feel, those amenities that are there, the riverfront, the courtesy dock that is in there now is too. I think all those things are what people outside of Prescott are kind of know Prescott for.
But the people inside of Prescott know a lot more, don't they? Tell us what we don't know as somebody.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things people, we kind of talked about it. You know, if you go left, once you cross that bridge, you kind of know Prescott from the business park area. If you go right, you know, the downtown and the amenities that are there. But I think the heart of Prescott really, you know, is if you go straight, I think a lot of people just don't realize the
kind of... You drive up that hill and snoop around.
Yeah, as I just mentioned, the heart of Prescott, where all the actual residents live. And the people that are called Prescott home, and those are the people that have lived there for many years and centuries and really know what kind of Prescott's all about. And like I said, I like to call it the heart of Prescott, if you will.
So Prescott really has drawn the attention, obviously, of some big companies because there's a lot of new industry in Prescott, and that's really impressive.
Sure. Yeah, I think one of the things you've seen in our business park is it has a great location to both accessing 94 to the north. So if they're looking for, you know, traveling to Chicago and Milwaukee area, but also Minneapolis, St. Paul, it's an easy jump to get there as well, kind of accessing both markets and going back and forth. Additionally, in the location that we're at, you avoid many of the traffic that you would if you located into a business park someplace, you would say, in, you know, in the Minneapolis, St. Paul market. If you're trying to get back and forth, you don't have that traffic. You can get onto 94 and then kind of go east-west and avoid a lot of that north-south traffic you might have to deal with in Minneapolis, St. Paul. So it's a great location for businesses that are looking to either add a new location or start a new location or even, you know, expand with a location as well.
So my last question is, what are you going to do on Sundays?
Well, I have four children, so I'm going to hang out with them and have fun.
If you have the TV on,
yeah,
and you're watching a football game,
yeah,
what are you going to do?
Detroit Lions? No.
There you go. I think that's a really, really safe answer.
No, I already have some inner office conflict because the joke is that I'm the kind of the lone Minnesota Vikings fan.
Oh.
But there's a lot of that dynamic I've realized more so on the border here where, you know, the Packer-Vikings rivalry.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Well, good luck to you.
Yeah. Well, we're 0-2 right now as the Vikings fans, so we can't really talk at all. So.
No, you are right. Matt, really nice to meet you. Continued success and congratulations on your new position.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Very, very happy for you. Matt Wolf, he is Prescott City Administrator, and he is working across the river, and we're so happy that he stopped in today. You are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.